Chulin, Perekei, Mishnehei. Yoim Echad Ha'amah Ba'isaves Benoi. When we say, Lo Yisishchatu B'yoim Echad, what's Yoim Echad exactly? So that day, the Mishnah says, Hayoim Hoylech Acher Alaylo. Is the calendar day, which by Yidden is the night and then the day. So it was shechted by night, you can't shech the other one the next day. But if it was shechted during the day, that night you could shech the other one. Ezud Dor Shimon Ben Zoymo, Nema b'maisa b'reishis yoyim echod, v'nema v'oisiv espinoy yoyim echod. Ma yoyim echod ha'omu b'maisa b'reishis ha'yoyim ha'ilach ha'achar ha'laylo. Af yoyim echod ha'omu b'oisiv espinoy. So too the yoyim echod was stated in the Pasuk of Leitzishkadu b'yoyim echod, ha'yoyim ha'ilach ha'achar ha'laylo. It sounds like Shimon ben Zoyma had to be mechadish this. Isn't this basic Jewish knowledge that ha'yoyim ha'ilach ha'achar ha'laylo? Don't we all know that from when we're young children? And the answer is when you look at the Gemara, the Drosha Ben Zayim is brought more by Richus and Daf Pei Gemu. And over there in the Braisa itself speaks out. There would be a solid tzad to say that Ben Zayim should compare the Shechita of Oisiv Espenei with the Psulim that are Chal, the Psul, the Isser, the Shech, in the Behemoth, has somewhat of a ring of Kochim. By Kochim Bazunder, the Gzeres HaKosov is that Hayoim Hoylachacha, Halayla Hoylachacha Hayoim. Karbonos are all shechted by day. All avodas hakarbonos is by day. And when you could eat a carbon, namely kochim kadoshim, or carbon toida, that day, it could only be eaten yom echod, it's eaten yom v'layla following the yom. That's yom echod. If we eat kochim shnei yomim, v'layla echod, that's because the Torah says it could be eaten 2 days. The day, the night following is called that day, and the next day. So Melo, by Kochim, the Klal HaGodl is that Halaylo Hilachacha Hayoyim. There would be a tzad that Oisiv Ezbenoi would have that same din. Over here you have to have that the wording of the Pasuk of Yoyim Echod Tashins Ben Zoyimo is consistent with the Iker calendar, which is that Halaylo is precedes the day. Hayoyim Hilachacha Halaylo. And now we go to the next perek, which is really has a little bit of a similar tzura. Perekisi Adam, the other mitzvah that Shaykh over here to Shechita, is the Pasuk says in Parshas Achrimois, V'ish ish m'bnei Yisrael m'nageh agor b'sorkom. Asher yotzud, he traps. Trapping is something one does. Tzed chayoy oif. Behemois are usually domesticated. You don't have to trap them. A chaya has to be caught, an oif has to be caught. Asher ye'ochel. We're talking about chayas and oif is obviously that are kosher. The Torah says, v'shofach es domo, if they're shechted, doesn't mean if they're stam killed. It means if they're shechted, v'kiso be'offer, the dam has to be covered. This is the famous mitzvah of kisui hadam. So this Mishnah follows the pattern of the beginning of Perek, Oisiv Ezbenoi. Kisui hadam noig baretz v'chutz loretz. It's not for the mitzvah tluyiz baretz. B'fnei abay, sheloi b'fnei abay. It's not shechted kobonis. The din of kisui hadam, b'chayis is certainly not shechted kobonis. There are no chayis. In Siddur Kabbalah. It's Oifis, yeah, but there's no Shechita Oifis. It's only Malika Oifis. So over here, it makes perfect sense that it's Bifnei Abayis, Shaloi Bifnei Abayis. Bechulin Avaloi B'mugdoshim. That's the Kneich. That's not like Oisiv Ezbenoi. It's by Chulin, but the din of Kisei Adam is only by Dam Chulin, not by Dam Kochim. Now this exclusion, B'mugdoshim, is only going to be Shaykh by Oifis, because a Chayo is never B'mugdoshim. And behemoths are not chayv in kisui adam. So the Gemara explains that what we're trying to learn out over here is that taka oif dumya dechaya. The same way chaya is not in the mitzvah legabi kochim, so an oif of kochim also doesn't have this din. And the Mishnah speaks out, v'noig b'chaya v'oif, b'mezumin u'b'sheinim mezumin. This is a new din. Mezumin means a big oif, which is not sod, which is really is more similar to a behemoth in the sense that it's domesticated. We would call it like a chicken. B'she'eni mezumin is a chaya that's not domesticated. The regular chaya is that way. Also, birds that are out of the house, birds that are wild that have to be caught. Torah just expresses it that way, but not that that din is li'ikuvo. The Rav Grather brings from the Gemara another limud, where the Pasuk says, Lagabi Dam, that there's an Isser of Achilas Dam, Pasuk in Parashat Re'eh, says, Al Oretz Tishpechenu Kamayim. The more dashins, ma mayim enem tuunim kisui af dam behemo enem tuunu kisui. It's talking about behemoths that the dam is put on the mizbeach. So we learn out that dam of behemoth is not toun kisui. The Mishnah says something interesting. V'noyeg bekvi koi. Different people are knowing different pronunciations. There's a mysterious creature which is called a kvi koi, which is a balchayim tohor, and Chazal have a suffix on it if it's a behemoth or a chaya. There isn't an exact simonim of a behemoth or chaya. There are certain types of animals are behemoths, certain types of chayas. Again, the nafkamina is going to be legabe chelev, and it is what we're learning legabe kisya adam. Lemaisa, a kvi has a suffix. What we said is the definition according to one pshat in the Gemara that a kvi is a sofik. Chazal pashut weren't makriya, the simonim are not exact. The other pshat in the Gemara, and it's a fascinating sugya, is that there's no sofik over here. There's a shaila how to look at the min, at the type of animal, when something is a klayim and it's noilad from a female deer and a tayosh. A deer is a chaya, a tayosh is a behema. So they could be mated together. The klayim that's yotza mimenu is whether we say choshen lazera av and it has the shame of the father, and the father was a chaya, semel it's a chaya, or we only look at it as a product of its mother. If we look at it as a product also of its father, then it's a little bit of a chaya, so it's chayv and kisei adam. If we only look at it as a product of the mother, so then it's a behemoth, and the behemoth is potter from Kisei Adam. The says in this sugya of Choshen Lezer Av, it's poshut the Choshen Lezer Oem. The shal is whether also Choshen Lezer Av. It's a big sugya in the Gemara. One point to point out is that if you're covering it, v'nei b'kvim neshu sofik, so it's only a sofik, you don't make a bracha. Here the Rishonim get off into all arichas and birchas mitzvahs, one of the ikka places where Rishonim delineate different facts about birchas mitzvahs, what the gedar advarim is. Ve'en shecht in oise biyomtiv. You can't shecht a kvi, a koi, biyomtiv, because it needs kisei adam, and you can't be mechasa the dam on yomtiv. Why not? Let's see. Vim shochtoi, but if you already shechted b'di'eved, ein mechasa his dam, you can't cover it. Now here we have to explain. What the Gemara says is that we're talking about a case, if there's a suffix, and he shechted, and now he has a mitzvah say. Well, let's say before he shechted. The halacha would be if a person has a chaya, and he wants fresh deer meat on Yom Tov, it's Eichel Nefesh. We could have a discussion about whether he'd be allowed to, on Eichel Nefesh, be able to dig a shovel into the ground, pull up dirt, in order to cover it over. He can't shecht without the ability to be mekayim the mitzvah. Can he do it on Yom Tov? Can he not? But let's say a person had what Gemara calls Eifem Mucham and Akiri. He has dirt at the ready, which they have in every shlachtis. They have buckets full of dirt. The dirt is ready for mitzvahs kisei adam. Do it immediately. They make the bracha on shchita, the shochet, they do the kisei adam, they make the brachas kisei adam. Rishonim discussed this point by Rikos, exactly when to make the bracha. You make both brachas before. Do you interrupt between the shchita and the kisei adam? Do you make the bracha and the kisei adam afterwards? Ayin shom. Al kaponim, we're talking about over here where hitaka has efer muchon, or he has dirt, he has either from a fireplace, or he has dirt, it's called Eifer Muchon Oyofer. Still, we don't let him cover over a kvi. Why? It's a suffix. But if a person sees the Kisei Adam, so what he's seeing is Chaya. The Behem is the Behem of Chaya, we don't know what it is. It's going to be opened up. One of the dinim of a Chaya is that there's no din of Isser Chelev. Chelev is an Isser Chomer, it's Isser Chorus. But it's only by a Behem and not by a Chaya. The Torah puts chelev in the context of mizbeach. Mizbeach is only behem and not chay, like we said. Therefore, Chazal were very afraid that somebody's going to come, he's going to see the kisei adam. That means you can eat the chelev. They go together. They mevatel the mitzvah of a sofik mitzvah of kisei adam in order that nobody should be nikshu rakman alton in achilas chay b'krisus. Better to be mevatel a mitzvah say. You don't do it like a tchila, and if it was shechted, you can't be mechasa. Says, they weren't mevatel kisei adam. They were mevatel kisei adam on Yom Tov because somebody who sees is going to say, oh, you see, he's allowed to dig up dirt. weißt du, dass es mutter ist.